get guide dogs forget. They really are dogs, and they need
affection.
Yeah, they need affection. They need to be treated like real dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they get treats, you know? It's not unheard of. You give them treats. I used to share ice cream cones with my other dog.
Yeah, I can't really imagine, no, underwear being cut. That's a treat!
No, that's not a good treat.
Well, what it is, though, that our dog has... Hannah has food allergies, so we have very specific snacks for her. But we will give her just plain meat once in a while.
Yeah, underwear is not one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or socks.
Socks,
but what happened when you were with Holly?
Oh, Holly eats shoes. And I was only
that's an expensive one.
Yeah, I was only at their house for 8 minutes, and I had only owned the shoes for 5 hours.
She chewed the shoes?
She ate my shoes.
I know a few dogs. My brother's girlfriend's dog does that. He'll chew shoes up.
Yeah.
He doesn't eat them, but they're no good. He just wrecks them. This guy's never... He doesn't have any bad habits like that. He's pretty good. All my dogs, I've never had too much issues.
We had our husky... We left our husky alone in my mom's cottage one time.
Oh, God.
And came back. And somehow it mounted the kitchen table and ate a pound of butter, including the tinfoil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know, that'll happen.
Pretty smooth moves after that for a day.
Oh, yeah. Guide dog jumped up and ate a 5-pound bag of milk bones that I got for him.
Yeah.
I used to buy them from the big bag at pet store.
Yeah.
And they come in this big bag. He ate the entire bag.
10,000 calories.
The bag itself?
He ate the plastic and there was some plastic left, but he ate a big enough hole to get in. He ate the entire bag. And he was laying on my bed when I got home and he had a big lump in the middle of him. Like a snake that swallowed
it. What the hell happened to you?
Actually, you got to you touched the boa constrictor today at the show, didn't you?
Yeah, and you were freaked out like hell.
No, I don't like snakes.
I'm not a snake fan, but I've touched them. They kind of feel neat. They're actually quite, they're not slimy like, you know, everybody thinks. They're quite smooth and
dry.
Yeah, and that's what I tried to tell you.
I know that, but see, Jesse, I had a bad experience with the snake, so mine is psychologically justified.
I don't like snakes. Patty and I were traveling. I like them if I know they're there. But coming upon them by accident gets me, because I don't know that. Like, when I was doing my fence out back here, I was moving my ladder, putting up fence posts, caps and stuff.
Yeah.
And I came down, I grabbed the hose to move it. Wasn't a hose. It started to wriggle in my hand. I threw that thing up. It went all the way to Oxford.
Do you have any light perception or anything too?
No, both eyes are artificial.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah,
I think I remember that from a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a total shock, and I don't like coming across by shit. And so we're out west. Patty and I were canoeing out in Vancouver Island. And she said, "Why are you so nervous of snakes?" I said, "Well, I don't like coming across them, you know, unexpectedly." She said, "Snakes won't bother you." Then all of a sudden, she screamed and leaped from the back of the canoe to the front. There was a little snake in the bottom of the canoe.
In your face.
Yeah, she was trying to be strong until it happened.
Oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, this little snake's around her feet. She leapt the entire length of that canoe. We didn't tip
over. Well, last year, my husband and neighbors tried to said, "Oh, you don't want to go in the backyard." I'm like, "No, I need to get something." "No, you don't want to go in the backyard. No, I need to get something." They open up the door. Meanwhile, Jesse had gone through the back door and was coming around the yard to cut through the garage door.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I see this huge snake in the window well. And they know I hate snakes. So I'm screaming at Jesse to stop. And just like, what? And they're like... And it was just, oh my God, the snake was huge.
Yeah.
And Jesse doesn't see it.
It
was like, no, it was just from the mill ponds. It was just a garden snake, but I've never seen one that long in my life. Because I'm used to garden snakes just being little things, because they usually get ran over by cars. This one was the length of Jesse's arm. Like, it was huge. And I'm like, Jesse's putting his arm out so you can see how long his arm is. But but it was funny because it's like I'm yelling at Jesse to stop, and Jesse's like, "Woo, woo, woo," and he's so busy with the Bluetooth wired in his hearing aids, he doesn't hear you half the time. But anyway, so they had to get a big net, they had to catch the snake, they took it back to the pond.
Yeah, and I remember going back inside that day, and I went onto YouTube, and I looked up a woman scared by snake.
Yeah,
and then I went to see Mom scared by snake.
We're like 2 blocks over from the pond, but we've had... We had to get a snapping turtle out of the neighbor's pool.
Oh, yeah.
We had a duck in ours.
Yeah, we had baby ducks in ours. We had a muskrat in our pool.
And then there was that
muskrat? Yeah. I didn't think we had those around
Oh,
here.
Yeah, we do.
There was that, what was it, a dead toad?
Oh, yeah, well, toads, you get them in the pool.
You get lots of those around.
They're always in the pool. But
no, but the damn thing's head was in the filter and the rest of it was just floating around.
Oh,
and
then,
and then the one night I walked Hannah home and there was a fox drinking out of, we have a pond in the front yard, and there was a fox drinking out of the front yard pond.
You must get deers out there too.
Oh yeah,
we get deer almost here.
We get wild turkeys that walk down our street.
There were six turkeys used to land in my brother's backyard almost every day, and he kept saying, "Gonna get the shotgun. We have Christmas dinner."
Hey Mom, what did you see walking in London that one time?
Oh, well, I was down on Wonderland Road, and I believe the other street is called Springbank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a deer walking down the sidewalk at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
There's a deer that...
Imagine if you walked across that, Jesse. Can you imagine going for a walk by yourself, and it's like, hello, hello, and it's a deer?
Clip, clop, clip, clop. There was one that went right through the bank window at Oxford and Adelaide. Few years ago.
Oh, really?
Right the bank.
Damn.
There used to be a bank right, I think it was a Royal, right in the corner, and a deer somehow got all the way into Oxford and Richmond, and of course got spooked and right through the window.
I think it was Huntsville a couple years ago, a bear walked into the furrier store.
Well, that's kind of ironic.
Yeah, it walked in, and they were like, customers are in there, and the bear walked in with a fur coat on. Yeah.
Looking for something heavier.
I never thought I was going to get a date.
do you any tandem riding, Jesse?
Yeah, we have a tandem bike at home.
Yeah.
But also, there was... damn it. I had it in my head.
You forgot the words?
No, I was just thinking of an incident, but I had...
you were thinking another story.
Yeah.
He's so focused on the bear.
Yeah.
Actually, I talked to you a couple of years ago about the tandem bike, and then a gentleman from Labatt's, because that's where Gary works, he had an old tandem bike in his garage he hadn't used for years, so Gary fixed it up, put new tires on it, new chains, and everything else. And
Canadian flag.
Yep. And Jesse and Gary ride. I'm nervous about being. I'm the mother. I'm worried I'm going to hurt him. So him and.
Well, he's not worried. He's going to hurt you.
Yeah, Gary and Jesse ride that bike, and then I follow behind them. But he enjoys it because even at Lake Joe, you did the tandem bike, right?
Oh, you're wondering about my thumb?
Yeah, I just saw that you got a bruise on your thumb. Gary's got a bruise on his, and I've got one on mine as well.
I guess
we're the perfect trio. Okay, and you can tell you what happened right now, and don't freak out.
Okay.
I love you, don't freak out.
Shut the car door on my thumb.
Today?
Oh. Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, that's not good.
Like when we were getting out of the car to come in here.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, just now? Oh, yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. Well, mine got clocked in the wood lock door at the lottery booth that Loblaws, and it's half fallen off and half attached. Terry's got a bruised finger too. Oh,
yeah,
I saw Patty's picture.
Yeah, I remember what happened to my...
garage down. That's what happened to Patty. I was throwing wood into the dumpster.
I know, I heard.
And Patty got hit in the face just... She said, throw them further. I'm way up here. So I listened, and I threw the board, and 11 stitches. Two black eyes.
Jesse, honestly, she has had... I didn't want to say anything to Terry. I don't want to make Terry feel bad. She had a big, big thing right across here and two black eyes.
Yeah.
She looked like she'd gone a couple rounds in the boxing.
She looked like I abused her.
Yeah. Remember what happened that one winter day in the front yard?
In the front yard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when you ran into, like, the entire front yard with everything, and you have to run into the one little pole and split your eyebrow open.
Yeah, well...
Jesse, there's a pole, Jesse will find it.
You know,
yeah, and pulled towards the pole.
That's part of being blind, I'm afraid. You know, I've cut my face open many, many a time in my head. And
oh, God, don't get me started.
It goes with the territory.
No, well, like, I have done so much stupid crap in my life.
Yeah, but you know why, Jesse? Because Mom and Dad were told very early in life not to coddle you. You have to learn on your own. So if you're going to walk into a post, you're going to walk into a post.
Do you know how I learned to ride a bike, Jesse? My brother, when I was 10, he was, 15, put me on his 10-speed and pushed me down a hill.
Yeah, brothers, eh? Thank God
you're all wonderful.
I've got two brothers and five sisters, so I sure didn't get any kind of coddling. I was get outside and play. That's what
Mom, you could have coddled me that one time when I got... smacked in the head with a bowling ball?
No, no, not so loud. Not so loud. Not so loud. Well, no. Let's rephrase this, okay?